All right, everybody. This is HungryRadioNJ.org, live, and live again.
Yes.
From the fabulous Cornelia Street Studios of Homegrown Radio NJ. And there is Lauren, and there are hello, people.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
How are you? We are here, first Friday of December, December 1st.
Can you believe it's December already?
No, I don't want to believe it, but it's true.
It is true. That's what they tell us. December 1st.
Yeah. December last.
Only 24 days until the big...
I don't want to talk about it.
The big...
too much to do.
There is too much to do.
Too many children involved.
But not tonight. Not tonight. Tonight, no. We're all about the music.
Yeah, this is bumming me out.
Yeah, what's with...
It won't hold still.
We're having a mic issue.
It's better than a John or a Tom issue.
So, we're here first Friday, homegrownradionj.org, Booton, New Jersey. And I'm going to flip the camera.
Talk the microphone, please.
Because we have Rick Barth in the studio. How are you? I'm good.
Oh,
is he on? Turn him on.
Now he is.
Welcome. This is actually your second time with us, right? Third?
I've been in the studio maybe four times, but
really?
I don't know if I've ever been on with you guys.
Not on a first Friday.
No, not with you guys.
So you had hit me up, and you're like, hey, I'd be interested in coming in, and I
sure.
kept on thinking about that, and then we didn't really have anyone. I was like, oh, my gosh,
well,
Rick Barth.
Somebody canceled, so we had to reschedule.
And I was like, what about... No, but we had Rick on board first.
No, we did.
And,
we did. But somebody else canceled, so I was like, now what do we do?
Oh, Jim Parks says Rick's a great guy. Jim Parks from Roxy and Dukes. Hey, Jim.
Yeah,
he's on my
very
live.
Good, man.
That's a great venue. Hey, thanks for tuning in, Jim. So, Rick, singer-songwriter, and you are all over the place. I literally see your name across New Jersey. So, can you tell our listeners what you do? Like, you put together shows, basically.
In addition to doing my own cover gigs and that kind of stuff, I do a lot of original shows around the area, either solo, acoustic, or with a band. But I also put together this series called Acoustic Singer-Songwriter Series. We've got 14 or 15 shows under our belt now. And really all that is eight local singer-songwriters getting a chance to play like some of the cool venues like Jim's, you know, Roxy's, yeah. Stanhope House, Crossroads, all the local ones that everybody wants to play.
The names you know.
Mm. The names that you know, right. And it's just a chance for people who don't normally get a chance to play their music, a half hour to get it out there. And it kind of also helps foster a community. You know, now this guy knows that guy, this person knows that person,
right?
And it's taken off. It's a lot of fun.
So you also gig around yourself too.
Oh,
so is that so are you like your secret identity during the day? What are you?
During the day I work in a factory.
No, listen, that's great. What do you do? What does the factory do?
It's they make navigational systems for rockets and guns.
Oh,
and
just
military.
That.
Yeah, just that kind of stuff.
You know, important stuff.
That's amazing.
Keeps the soldiers alive. That's,
yeah,
that's what we do.
That's incredible. And then, you still get, that's what's so great about the arts and music. You still get to do this.
Because I have a very understanding wife.
Yes.
She's got to have one of those.
Because you're probably out a lot, right? Are you out?
I'm out quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so you're out a lot. Them. And you have children as well.
Yep.
How many kids do you have?
I have a boy who's 14 and a girl who's 12. So he could care less what I do. My daughter's all into it.
Oh,
but my
really?
Son, he doesn't even know.
Whatever,
I think
Dad.
About if I'm not in front of a phone, he doesn't care.
I know. Well, that's the world we live in. I mean, all of us really. So when did you first get into music?
I was maybe 14 or 15. Kiss was like the band for
Kiss.
Me. Ace Frehley was like.
Are
a
you
god.
Part of the army?
that's right. And. Kiss Alive 2 in particular was the record for me, and I heard the Shock Me Live solo, and that was it. Wanted to play guitar and went from there.
So it was self-taught?
Yeah, for the most part. I took guitar lessons for like 3 weeks and realized I wasn't going to play any of those songs. So.
Right. No, and if you can figure it out, I mean, some people are just born with that gift. It's like dancing. Some people just have it, and then you take classes to kind of fine-tune it. But now you could probably play, you're a guitar player, but do you play multiple instruments?
I mean, yeah, I could do play the bass and mandolin, and you know, I'm dangerous enough on keyboard and drums, but I wouldn't say I play them.
Right,
I know how to sit at a drum kit.
Oh wow, that's great. Well, why don't you give us a little taste of what you're going to sing today? Well, yeah, give us a song.
All right,
you could even do two at a time if you want, Rick.
All right. Well, I have an album out called Hand Me Down Soul, which I'll play that title track later. But I'm working on a new one called Fade. And this is one of the songs on it. It's called Any More to Me.
Mm-hmm.
tried more than once to get things in line. I knew we'd have to try at least one more time. So hold your head up. We gave it our best try. But it's time to face it. It's no secret, you see. We're probably right where you knew we'd be. Things that you want for us and where you want to be. None of that really don't matter anymore to me. Though we're together, we're further apart. Fill out love, did we ever start? We tried our best, we failed. It's the hardest part. But it's time to face it. It's no secret, you see. Probably right where you knew we'd be. Things that you want for us and where you want to be. None of that really don't matter anymore to me. Maybe a kazoo solo would work here. I don't know yet. Not sure. Maybe a harmonica.
But it's time to face it, it's no secret, you see. Probably right where you knew we'd be. Things that you want for us and where you want to be. None of that really don't matter anymore to me. I love the sound of an acoustic guitar. I really do. I wish I knew how to play. So Hand Me Down Soul, you released, I remember when you released that. Was that, you said it was 2 years ago?
It was 2015.
Oh my gosh.
It was around the same time, so almost 2 years to the date.
So what's the story behind that record?
Well, it's funny because I was doing a show here, the Homegrown Sunday Ramble, I think it was.
Right, yeah.
And Paul and Dave were the hosts there. And they had me come in to do covers.
Right.
Because they'd heard I do a lot of cover shows and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So during one of the breaks, Paul had asked, do you have a song, an original music song? I was like, well, I have a couple, but nobody wants to hear them. He goes, play one. So after I'd played it, and I'll do that one next, actually, he says, you have to make an album. I was like, why the hell would I make an album? Nobody wants to hear that. And, you know, just perfect storm of events, and I ended up making it. So I did a Kickstarter, which was, you know, crowdfunding, yep, and that kind of thing. So I just learned what that all was.
Yeah, how is that like? You know, I haven't
very
done...
Very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because I've thought about doing that for a couple projects, and it's a lot of work. You don't just put it out there. You need to really push and promote.
Yeah.
How was that for you? I mean, is that in your character to be you got to be a hard salesman, essentially.
Yeah, you got to really annoy the hell out of people.
Yeah.
You got to push that as much as you do a show.
Yeah.
If not more so, because it's a longer duration, right? A show is one and done. This is 30 days or 60 days of, hey, support this endeavor, this project that you don't know if it's going to even be worth the money that you're going to put forth, you know? And fortunately, I had...
You got to try.
Yeah, I mean, I figured the worst case would happen is it didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and having good friends and family and word of mouth really, it came through for me, because before you knew it, it was funded, and then I was stuck with the problem of actually having to do it.
You're like, shit, now that. I got to do this record.
Now I got to actually finish this thing. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the best thing... musically that I've ever taken on, because
right,
it's led to so many. I don't think I'd be doing the acoustic singer songwriter things and doing this kind of stuff if I didn't do that.
So do you think that gave you the confidence to put together that record?
No. No. Like I said, after I funded it, I was like, holy shit, now I got to do it. Yeah. So the confidence kind of came after the fact. You know?
Where did you record?
It was a place in West Patterson. Is it West Patterson now? What do they call it now? Woodland Park.
Okay.
It was Supreme Sound Studios. Brian, unfortunately, is no longer there, but that was like one of the best moves I ever did was to go there because, you know, a lot of guys could just put the microphone in front of you and like, all right, go do your thing and just press a couple buttons and then, you know, that would be that. He listened to the songs. He made suggestions, told me when it wasn't good, told me when it was okay.
Yeah.
And the first night I was very down on myself because I had put down some things. I was like, yeah, I thought I was going to just bust through this and be done in an hour.
Yeah.
So he said, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So now that I'm doing the second one, I'm not as concerned. Like when I hear the first two or three things, like I know what we're going to do to build it up and make it right.
So you're on to your second EP?
Yeah, recording it now, yep.
That's great. Yeah,
it started as a 5-song EP and now there's 15 songs. So.
Wow, that's amazing. So when do you think that's going to be out?
Well, we're hoping to be done recording January, February. I mean, with the holiday coming in, it delays a lot. So probably February, early March is what I'm targeting.
That's exciting. Are you like? Do you have the name? You're not telling us yet.
Yeah, it's called Fade.
Oh, Fade. Okay. Yeah,
I've had that name for about almost as soon as I finished the first one. Yeah. I titled the next two.
How do you come up with the titles? I'm always so curious how bands come up with their names. How do you come up with your album title?
I knew with Hand Me Down Soul when I'd written that song, if I ever put out an album, that was what I was going to call it.
Right.
It stuck with me. For Fade, I had originally had an album called Simpler Times that I was going to put out, which I'm still going. That's going to be like a full band, which is already written. We're just kind of working it up. But Fade, it had like a dual name to it, and I didn't realize it at the time. I had taken a picture at the Steel Stacks, and I sent it to my brother-in-law and said, hey, I'm thinking of using this for an album cover. And he said, what would you call it? I said, Fade. He goes, oh, because it's like a faded building. I was like, yes, that's exactly what I was thinking, which is not even at all.
Yeah,
aren't those good. But those great artistic coincidences, like sometimes that just happens, and it's kismet. It means it was meant to be. Can you play us a song from Fade, or you want to be totally...
Well, that last one will be on Fade.
Oh, cool.
And I'll do the title track off of it.
Excellent.
So this has got... there's a guy in the area, Wayne Wilson, that plays pedal steel. One of the best pedal steel players I ever heard. And he was so gracious to come in and do a couple of tracks. And this will be on now. And so.
Well, when it's done, when the album's out, the two of you guys will have to come back in. That would be awesome. But yeah, take it away.
See it to the end. Is that the promise you made me, or was it in my head? Hang on to the moments of the I'm asking you to stick around, hoping you won't fade. I know we said some things that people shouldn't say. Even if we take them back, still hurt just the same. I know it won't be easy, but you'll be glad you stayed. I'm hoping you will remember me. It isn't supposed to be. Yes, it's something worth finding.
is beautiful, and I was so tempted to harmonize with you. Just start to do a little, that's fantastic. So, you know, I tend to ask this question to a lot of the singer-songwriters. You obviously bring some of your personal life into your music. I mean, yep. We all put a little of ourselves, obviously, into our art. Would you say that's how you express yourself? But you seem, you know, you're pretty dynamic. You know, I see you online, and you pretty much have a, you know, dynamic personality. I wouldn't call you quiet. A lot of, some, you know, some singer-songwriters are more reserved when you talk to them, and then in their music they come out. Do you, when you tell your story, your personal story with each song, how does, do the people who you're maybe singing about, do they know it's about them?
I mean, I think when I start writing a song, it starts from a personal place.
Yeah.
And then I try to get it universal.
Right, so everyone.
But, I mean, I've been married for 24 years. So,
that's true.
There's really only one person I could ever be writing about. But,
right.
You know, it's not like we're in like some bad spot. I mean, I am notorious for writing sad songs. But it's not a sad marriage.
No, of course.
So, I mean, a lot of it is, you know, I think back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
A teenager and heartbreak and that kind of
stuff.
Well,
yeah, like sense memory, you know, it brings you back. Now, you work during the day. You have, a pretty heavy-duty job. At night, you get to do music. You're recording. But what do you do when you're not doing music? Do you, you know, like to sit on the couch, watch TV?
Oh, absolutely.
So what's your favorite show? Sci-fi.
Sci-fi show?
Do you watch sci-fi?
Jeez.
Fantasy, sci-fi?
I mean, I'd put it in more into a movie.
Yeah?
It would be Star Wars or something.
Yes. Yeah. Are you ready for the next one?
Oh, absolutely.
You excited? Did you buy your tickets? I don't even think we could buy our tickets yet.
No, I can, but I don't think I'm allowed to.
No. I'm dying. I cannot wait. I hope I cry a lot. I cried the last
one. I mean, when Carrie Fisher shows up. Right?
I know. I did.
You know this is the last one she's going to be in, so there'll be tears.
Unless
they do a CG of her. I really hope they don't.
Be terrible.
So are you a Star Trek guy?
Not really. I mean, I've grown to appreciate it. Everyone in my family liked it.
Yeah.
And I just never understood it. In fact, we went to a convention.
Oh, really?
Which is as horrifying as you think it would be.
Really?
I mean, it's just the worst. My wife, at the time, we weren't married. Doesn't matter. But we couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah.
It was just the most horrific thing. But I come to appreciate it. I mean, I get what it was and what it is.
Yeah.
But I like the Star Wars. You know, that's more kid me, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all of us. Right? I think it's the truth, all of us. So play another song, because I'm feeling like we're digging the music.
All right, let me just make sure I tune up here. So this is the song, this is off of Hand Me Down Soul. This one's called Completely. This is the one I played when I was told I should probably write an album, so.
Ah.
For better or for worse, this is.
Yeah.
It. Seems to feel like you never told her how he felt. He's loved her before. She seems to feel like she's never told him how she felt. And now she's walking out the door. Why not take the time to say what's on your mind? Be completely honest. It's easier than it seems to be, but never at the time. Give yourself away completely. Faster than they do, and they seem to stay so briefly. It's way too easy to hurt the ones you love.
and you keep them in your heart completely. Why not take the time to say what's on your mind? Be completely honest. It's easier than it seems to be. Never had the time. Give yourself away completely.
Sound. There's like this like folky bluesy sound. So you are in, obviously there's a great singer-songwriter circle in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, we're part of a couple groups I know together, and you know, I see all the posts. Do you find that there's a camaraderie amongst the singer-songwriters for the most part? I see it.
For
I
the
feel
most part, yeah. I mean, like I said, I've been doing the Acoustic Singer-Songwriter Series now. It'll be Sunday we're doing one at the Grasshopper, and the Dragonfly in
Somerville, right?
Somerville, yep.
Yeah.
I had to get my head straight.
I know.
And that'll be the 13th edition, if you will. And
right.
And I've got two more booked in February. So during all of those, I hosted maybe 50 or 60 different performers.
Yeah.
And of that, 99% of them have all been cordial, excited to do it, and good with each other, right? There's always healthy competition, but
yeah,
it's not like it's, you know, my stuff's better than that person's.
Right.
I've never encountered that. And what I like about it, what really took me to it is, you know, there's always guys that are way better than I am that inspire me to do better.
Mm-hmm.
But even the guys that have just started playing, their enthusiasm inspires me to, like, maybe not take it as like, well, you know, it's another show.
Right.
You know, because they're like, I've never got to do this. This is a lot of fun. So it kind of works both ways. You know, hopefully that's the plan anyway, that the experienced guys kind of inspire the novices and vice versa. At least it has for me. So.
Well, you know, like the saying goes, there's someone that's always better than you, but you're always better than someone else.
Yep.
So I like to run with the big dogs because that's how I get better, but I also like to be the mentor.
Yep.
I just like to say that's true for everyone except for one guy.
Yeah, let's not go there. Yes, but no, for the yeah.
Now I got to know.
Yeah. Oh, he's showing the trump card. Yes, but but I feel the same way. Like, I love it when I have you know, students, can you write me a letter of recommendation? Can you? I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course I can. Like, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So when is that show at Dragonfly?
So it's Sunday 1 to 5 at Dragonfly.
And who do you have on the bill for that?
All right, now see if I can do this now off the top of my head. You got myself. You've got, I got to count it off. You got Bruce Tunkel,
mm-hmm.
Jill Cagney, Jenny Catt, Dave Vargo, Steve Kerchuk. Missing one. Oh, Pete Prosser, obviously, he owns the place. And there's one more. Hold on. Who did I say? Jim, Jenny Catt, Jill.
You know what?
Damn it, I didn't bring my phone.
It's okay.
There's one more on there. If you go to rickbarthnj.com, you can see them.
I put you on the spot.
I kicked myself in the ass for that.
Bruce Tunkel's been here before, and Jenny Catt's been here several times, and we love Jenny Catt because she's actually arts teacher at my kid's school.
Beth Sherby, that's the other one.
Who?
Beth Sherby.
Oh,
that's
cool.
I knew it'll pop in there eventually.
So that's a nice mix. And what is Dragonfly like? Is that a bar? Is it a cafe?
It's a coffee house.
Oh,
and
nice.
They've got some really amazing food. And
yeah.
Pete runs a great business. It's definitely, as a musician, you feel welcome there. You know, they encourage original music, which, again, there's not many venues in the state that do.
That's a cute little strip, too.
Yeah.
I've been to, there's one restaurant there. It's called... Oh, I was just there recently this summer. But Dragonfly was a couple doors down. But that's a really cute center of town. But it's interesting because I feel like a lot of venues now have live music. I feel like I know this is unpopular vote and I love all my musician friends. To me, there's almost like too many restaurants now that are having
yes, there is.
Live music. No, and I think it just becomes a little oversaturated. And I love live music, but not when I'm necessarily eating dinner.
Right.
You know? So I think, you know, I'm happy that my friends are working, of course, but I just noticed the insurgence of a lot of, every restaurant has live music now.
It's diluted it for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do the cover thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just as to blame as any of them.
Well, no, because you know what? But if you're honestly, when you go to a bar, like let's say like Thatcher McGee's or something, you want to hear covers.
No, well, that's exactly right.
Nobody
wants to hear original music. That's why I do the acoustic shows to get that original music out there. And I love playing the acoustic covers. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, come on.
I've been doing it for 15 years now, so it's a lot of fun, but. You're right. There's an influx of way too many.
Yeah, I just think, and you know what? We can't go to everything. I mean, and we can't go to, we just physically, there's not enough people. I feel the same way. You know, I'm in theater. There's so many theaters in New Jersey, professional community. I can't get to them all. And right. I guess that's just what happened. But New Jersey, I think, is such an artistic state. I mean, it really is. Mm-hmm. I know the arts community, the music community, I think that's why that people just want to be a part of this thriving art scene, which is great. So I have someone from Washington, New Jersey. Hi, guys. I would like to know more about singer-songwriters. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I just recorded in Nashville. Been on the radio recently as a well-charted Phil Kranz. Hold on. I'm enjoying the show with Rick Barth. Well, I guess you can, go find Rick Arnold and ask him more about his series, what he does, shoot him a message or something.
If he goes to my website
or the website
rickbarthnj.com, just shoot me an email. He can look for Acoustic Singer Songwriter Series on Facebook.
Yeah,
and I'll be booking for next year very soon. So always looking for new people.
It's so we mean like next year, like 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. So it's
still
like
got 29 days left, right?
Can you believe it? I can't believe it's almost 2018. I just got used to writing 2017. But before it turns
feeling old now that you brought that up.
Before it does turn to 2018, can you hit us up with how many more songs do you have for us?
As many as you need.
What do you think?
Well, we definitely want to hear one right now.
I definitely want to hear one right now. So let's.
What do we got time wise? We got time for two or three more at least.
Okay. All right. So this will be. You guys know who Colin Hay is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I was at a Colin Hay show, saw him playing, and guy's an amazing presence. Great songwriter, great stage presence. I get that word right eventually. And as I was sitting there watching him play, I wrote this song because he had mentioned real briefly that while he was with Men at Work, he was talking about the 80s and how much fun they had. He goes, and we had a lot of fun, didn't we? And I was like, that's a great song title. We had fun, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's the name of this song.
Oh, I love it.
And if it sounds anything like Colin Hay, it's purely coincidental. I hold your hand and you hold mine. There's no better way to pass the time. Some spend their lives seeking fortune and fame. I'm so glad we didn't do the same. We may not be all we wanted to be. We may not see all we wanted to see. You may not do any better than me. But we had fun. Didn't we? Given that life is just once around, I'm so happy it's you I found. And if tomorrow were the end of time, I'm so happy you were part of mine.
may not be all you wanted to be. You may not see all you wanted to see. You may not do all you wanted to be. We had fun, didn't we? Didn't we? Do the shorter version. Radio edit, if you will. I may not have played among the stars. You may not change from who you are. But after all it's been said and done, I wouldn't trade it with anyone. You may not be all you wanted to be. You may not see all you wanted to see. You may not do any better than me. But we had fun, didn't we? Didn't we? Didn't we? Didn't we?
I love that song.
Thank you.
That reminds me of a song.
Come on, hey.
Well, no, I mean, it has a little of that sound, but we had fun, didn't we? It's like a Stand By Me, like a flashback song. Like, you know, I can see the video, like you as a kid, like, or like a teenager, like running. You know what I mean? Like, this is like a memory song for you.
Oh, yeah. Because
we
definitely
all
looking backwards.
Yeah. And like, and when you look backwards, sometimes you're like, oh, shit, it wasn't that bad, I guess. Like, you know, when you think it's like the end of the world because you have zero life experience. And then,
you know, like I said, I've been married 24 years now.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Jeez, you're old.
Yeah, I am old.
When's your anniversary?
Yeah. The 18th of September.
Oh.
Nice. Or the October 5th.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're right
to get married. Well, happy very belated anniversary. But that's fantastic. Just forever to go, right?
Like I said, she's very understanding.
Yeah, I wish she was here. Does she come to a lot of your gigs?
No, the aforementioned two children.
Yeah, so. I know. It's hard. Like, I have to, like, actually, my daughter's like, when can we leave? She's, like, texting me. I'm like, all right, in a minute. She's right in here. By the way. So they know. They're, like, first Friday. But they're very patient. And
no, they're not.
You know.
No,
they're
not patient. No, she just shook her head at me.
They can't be patient.
No, we're not patient.
Well, I would love to hear some more music. Okay. Because I was getting into.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Make sure it's in tune this time. So this is the title track off of Hand Me Down Soul, which coincidentally is also called Hand Me Down Soul. So it's weird how that works, but when the sun comes up, I get to thinking. Been up all night, just tired and drinking. The answers to my questions are just out of reach. I know they're out there waiting, but I can't see. And I know I gotta get up and go. Sometimes I'm tired, feel uninspired. Feels like I'm wearing hand me down soul. Hand me down soul. Life, it takes its twists and turns. I think I've got it, then I learn.
done my best to make it through this life. I dealt with pain and heartbreak and all your lies. Ain't easy when I get feeling old. It's hard to keep going with the cards I'm showing. Feels like I'm wearing. Hand me down so. Hand me down so. Will it get better? I wonder. And if it doesn't, will it matter?
It's way too early to be doing it. Again, the short version.
Don't regret the choices I'm leaving. Done the best with what I've been given. I look into the mirror, it looks back at me. It's easier than looking things I can't see. And I know I gotta get up and go. So when I feel tied down, I take a look around and I'll keep on wearing. Hand me down so. Hand me down so. Hand me down so. Hand me down so.
It's pipes there. So musical influences. Who gives you your mojo?
Well, definitely Butch Walker, without question. I mean, he's not exactly the most well-known outside of a lot of circles, but he's by far one of my favorites. Ryan Adams, which I know Dave.
Dave Lockhart coming up next.
Big fan of. And Ryan Bingham. Jason Isbell is amazing. If you don't know that record, Southeastern, fantastic record. But a lot of singer-songwriters. I grew up on the hair metal stuff, so I'm sure that's floating around in there somewhere, too. You know, Dock and Kiss, Guns N' Roses, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. AC/DC, that was a sad loss recently. Yeah.
Definitely know a lot of the AC/DC, played a lot of the AC/DC songs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like just about everything, but my favorite right now is like Americana, which I kind of hate that descriptive term, but that's what they're calling it, so that's what we'll call it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess
could be worse.
Could be worse. Could be
well, I think when, I feel like when people hear Americana, I think they think like John Philip Sousa or something.
No.
No, I do. I feel like that's what... No, I know what you're saying. So like when they hear Americana, you think like American Gothic, but it's actually a much broader... We were talking about spectrums early. I think it's a much broader, you know... And the Americana scene is pretty big.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's, I mean, it's bigger than we think, so...
I mean, to me, even guys like Petty and Mellencamp fall into that category.
Oh,
Petty
was
a huge influence of mine.
I know another. It's so weird that he's not here anymore to me.
That bums me out.
That
was a hard one to deal with.
I was, you know, but that was weird because remember they announced that he died, but he wasn't really dead. And the same thing happened with Dave Cassidy. So again, we're getting to the knee-jerk journalism, I call it.
You got to be first. It's
not even journalism. Not right. That's the whole problem.
I know.
It's bloggers.
I know.
Yeah. With an opinion.
True. That's true, too.
Well, some people aren't even, you know, they're not necessarily bloggers. It's just social
media. They're
just
loudmouths with an opinion.
You know.
Any guy with a microphone. Wait a minute.
Wait, I have one of those.
Wait a minute.
I have thoughts on this.
What are you saying, Rick? What are you saying? Yeah, definitely Tom Petty. I mean, I've liked John Mellencamp even when he was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
And then John Mellencamp, John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp, right?
And then he went back to John Mellencamp.
He actually wrote a musical. Do you know that?
Yeah, with the Ghost Brothers
of Darkland Counties.
Burnett, right? T-Bone Burnett.
Yes, and Stephen King. It was a book with Stephen King. And the album actually is pretty fantastic. They didn't really get a... I'll say it didn't do as great out of town. But Elvis Costello's on that. Yep. Nico Case, who I'm a big fan.
Brian Bingham might be on that.
Yeah, yeah. And
because,
I
mean, he produced his Crazy Heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and you know who else? Kris Kristofferson.
He's on that too?
Yeah. Check it out. It's on, you know, Spotify, whatever. It's called The Ghost Brothers of Darkling County. And it's pretty. The music's pretty. To me, it stands alone.
I'll check it out.
But definitely check it out.
I mean, I just got into John Prine, if you can believe that.
Wow.
No way.
Somebody's like, do you know
24 years
is?
Married and you just got into John Prine?
They said, have you ever heard of him? I said, I don't even know who that guy is. He said, check it out.
Yeah, you got to.
A friend of mine, Mark Delgado, had recommended him. And I put it on. I was like, how do I not know this?
Yeah, that's just it.
Amazing music. So now I'm all about John Prine.
And isn't that crazy when you're like, I feel like I have to get my music card back or my theater card back because I didn't know what
the show
was.
Well, you
got
to catch up. It's like you're missing out. It's like I need to educate myself immediately on everything he's ever done.
I got to take all the NSYNC stuff that I know out.
Yeah, take that out. Dispose of that. 98 degrees, too.
Don't need that.
Then you go down the rabbit hole, the YouTube rabbit hole, and like 10 hours later... You're like, whoa.
Talking to the end.
Where am I?
Can't hear you on the side.
So anyway.
It's usually a terrible place I end up. So.
Yeah. Well, play us we could do one more song? Two more?
Whatever.
What do you think?
We got 15 minutes, so he's starting at 8.
All right. So can we... Squeeze
a couple more out of you.
Can you do two in a row? Can you give us a little taste? Of what
and then
like
we'll do the rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, do like a Rick Barth show. All right.
The Rick Rap.
So this is a song called Good Old Days. So... Go, just leave it at that.
Right. Okay.
Take the time to take it all in. Take a look around and know where you've been. Tell the ones that love what they mean to you and never let a chance go by. There's no rush to get where you're going. You learn how the fun is not really knowing. Things just happen as you're meant to be. Your time is to come along. Enjoy your life as you live it now. You'll look back and think of how they were the good old days. Fall in love too many times. Remember them all because you can't rewind. Find true love someday, my son, but now go along for the ride. Life's not fair, people say, yes, that's true in a certain way. So make the most of it while you can and live for every day. Enjoy your life as you live it now. You'll look back and think of how they were the good old days. It's not easy. It gets better, I promise you. You just gotta hold on. You just gotta hold on. Yeah. Always gives me a headache. Too many times, remember them all, but you can't rewind. Find true love someday, my son, but now go along for the ride. Enjoy your life as you live it now. You'll look back and think of how they were the good old days. These are the
too early. All right, something mellow, right?
Yeah.
Get us out of here. Oddly enough, the person that you guys know, Mary Bird.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
She sang on that track.
Oh, we love Mary Bird. I call her. She's like the Bootin' sweetheart. Bootin' songbird.
She is the song.
If I ever do a record, she'll sing on it.
Oh.
So I went to one of her open mics. I said, guess what I got roped into doing? She goes, I'll come do it. She was the most professional person in the studio.
Oh, she's great.
She came in, banged down. I was like, all right, I got to go. I was like, what the hell just happened?
No, she's on sound for us, too. She comes in. She gets it done. Gets it done, she's done, great. Shout out, Mary Bird. We love you.
All right. This is a song called Remember When. It'll be on Fade. Continuing Sad Song Friday. It's been a while since you said a word, but maybe I haven't heard. We've done more of that these days. We're only going through the motions. Is it real love? Without emotions, are we ever gonna change our ways? Remember when loving you was easy? That was then, it's harder now, believe me. Can't do it over, can't start again. We can only remember when. The morning comes, we pass each other, it feels like we don't know one another. More time spent to spend time alone. You hurt somebody that I used to know. Now I don't know what to say anyway. Remember when loving you was easy? That was it, it's harder now, believe me. Can't do it over, can't start again. We can only remember when. Remember.
So much. If you're just tuning in, you're too late. Thank God we record these things.
Yes, we do.
But we're listening to Rick Barth. Rick, can you give all your social media info and your website, so where people can find you on the web?
If you go to rickbarthnj.com, that's rickbarthnj.com. That's the website. Tells you all the schedules of where, why, and who. If you look for Rick B. Acoustic at Facebook, I'll be on that. If you go to the webpage, it's easier, right? Then
all your stuff is there.
It's all just connected.
Just go there. And then Sunday, you can go to the acoustic.
Sunday.
Singer-songwriter.
Acoustic singer-songwriter series.
I was right. Acoustic singer-songwriter series at Dragonfly in Summerville. Great lineup.
Yeah, oh, fantastic lineup. And then also we're playing, the full band is doing a show at the Stanhope House on December the 8th.
Yep.
Opening up for one of my guitar heroes, Vinnie Moore, amazing guitar player. So you can get tickets at the website or go to the Stanhope House website. But definitely go, because it's It's going to be a heck of a show.
Yeah, that's fun.
I got a burp.
Oh, rude.
That's why I'm off mic. That's why I'm off mic.
Thanks for having me.
I enjoy your energy, your music. You're a lot of fun.
And I really loved you in Lord of the Rings.
Thank you. Oh, man. You know, that's that. No, that's I get that at least once a week. I get that at least once a week. If it's not that, it's Seth Rogen.
Come on, that's great.
Yes, I can
if I let the beard go in, it's
Seth Rogen. It's Sean Astin. It's Sean Astin for sure.
Clean shaven Sean Astin, full on.
Sorry about Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Didn't work out for you in that one, but
I get that all the time. Could be worse, right?
Could be a lot worse.
Well, I get Teresa Giudice.
You could look like an actor that nobody gives a shit about.
That's right. I could be like, you should be like John Astin.
That's even worse. He's dead, isn't he?
That'd be really bad.
Actually, you know, Sean Astin has a brother named Mackenzie. He used to be on The Facts of Life.
He does?
Yeah, yes.
I did not know that.
Yep. He was the
annoying
little kid.
I get mistaken for the New Jersey housewife,
Teresa
Giudice. She lives around here.
Yeah.
It makes it difficult.
She walks in her sunglasses. Everyone's like, oh, my God, that's Teresa Giudice.
Yeah, it used to happen more like a couple
up.
Years ago.
Who's that guy
I
she's
should.
With?
I'll be like,
and that guy she's with is not her husband.
Whoa.
Scandal.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really. Rick, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Welcome back anytime.
Let's hear it for Rick.
Woo! Thank you so much, Rick. And get to some live shows.
Yeah,
people.
Go see the Singer-Songwriter thing in Somerville, man. That sounds good.
I know. It's cute up there, too.
It's cute up there.
It's a cute little center, like a little town, little town square.
All right, we'll stick around. We got more music coming right up. Homegrown Radio NJ. I got a belt really loud, so I'm going to hang up the microphone right now and put on an announcement. Thank you.